Hi, this is Saver on JPR. I'm Will Smith, your host. I'm very excited to have two guests with me today with gifts. Erica Itzweiss, you have been a guest here before of Itty Bitty Acres. And let's just get a rundown on here. Soap maker, chef, beekeeper, farmer, caterer, farm stand operator, bee raised chickens, eggs, you're a community care consultant with Jackson Care Connect. Do you need any more work?
Yes, open to all possibilities.
I know. And that's why you're here. We're going to talk about yet another business.
Absolutely.
And also super happy to have Alicia Dawn here. She's the chef and owner of Happy Luncheonette in Medford, a fantastic breakfast spot in town, and I'm a huge fan of someone making their own hours, and you have. And so I always admire that, people going into food business and having to work those late night shifts. No, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to do a breakfast spot, lunch spot.
It's lunch spot because it's luncheonette.
Yes, I
yes.
love that.
Yes, hello, and thank you for having me.
Yes.
Yes. I do have one breakfast sandwich on the menu.
Well, that's the one I had.
That's the one, and it is a favorite fried egg sandwich, right?
The best,
The best. But mainly lunch.
Yeah. So how long have you been at Luncheonette?
3 years.
Has it been that long already?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Yeah, that little outdoor space, and it's in the great historical Woolworth Building.
That's right.
And that building is kind of consequential because Erica's office for her adult job is in the Woolworth Building as well.
Yes.
And that's how you guys actually met.
That's correct. Yep. So once I opened my spot, I started to get to know the people in the building.
Yeah.
And I think Erica was one of the most genuine, kind, sparkly, loving adults, humans that I've ever met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shy.
And so when we met, you know, she came down just as a customer initially.
Yeah.
And we started to chit chat, and it was very evident right away that we both love food and good food.
Yeah.
And because I feature local organic comfort food, that was right up her alley. And it wasn't too long before we started to become friends and realize that, you know what, there's some serious sparks happening here.
Yeah.
I think we should do something together.
Yes. And hence,
dun da da da, Butter Babes
Butter
was
babes.
Born.
Yes. And so here we are.
I know. New catering company endeavor for both of you.
Yep.
And you guys actually were doing a little bit of that, you know, personally.
Indeed.
Prior.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Kind of doing each of our own kinds of things in the world. And then we had this really excellent opportunity to be part of the Chef Collective at Side Yard.
Yeah.
Farm
we're big,
Kitchen.
We're big fans here. Stacey Givens, shout out.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Hey.
Hi. And so we decided it was time to officially become the Butter Babes.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about the business idea, and then we'll talk about facts.
Well, we have, we're both of excellent resources, right? Mm-hmm. Erica and her family own this farm, an organic farm. So that's what we use at my restaurant. So I've got a commercial kitchen. She's got an organic farm. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah.
And so how long have you been actually supplying ingredients for Luncheonette?
Oh, let's see. That's been about
two-ish
years.
I love that. That's like, talk about auspicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was meant to absolutely be. I mean, I truly believe in kismet. And, you know, when you just zing with folks, it's really incredibly powerful. But when you absolutely, like Alicia said so beautifully, sparks fly around not only the love of food, but the love of one another and people and community and that important thread that runs through everything that we eat and how we are with people, the relationships.
Yeah.
And so that was really powerful. And of course, that people love the fried egg sandwich.
Sure.
And I know exactly who laid that egg that you ate.
Right.
And, you know, being able to see the edible flowers that I grow on the farm, just people lighting up as they eat them. There was a gal who was, I think, 85, who had never had eaten a flower in her life.
Oh, the cutest.
And she had some on her salad, and she was just exuberant.
She was overjoyed.
And it was so special.
I think
it was
she had
so
a little
special.
Tear.
I think she did.
Well, I think it is that beauty of sharing, spending time together. And I think all three of us had amazing grandmothers that we can all kind of thank because we've taken something that they were so good at and we have moved along with it as part of us as well.
That's right. Well, you said it. Yeah.
You named it.
That's it. I mean, and we reference our grams all the time. We're always talking about them and cracking up. And I feel they're truly present with us, especially when we make things that they used to make.
Sure. Grandmother's names?
Alicia's was Millie and mine was Doris.
Edith. Yes. Shout out to Edith.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So what is a grandma recipe that you now make for your family or at the restaurant?
You know, actually, I don't make any of her recipes at the restaurant or at home.
Okay.
Now that you mention it. I mean, her thing was deep fried chicken.
Sure.
Okay.
That's an event.
And biscuits and chicken dumplings and mashed potatoes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, she was a huge fan of okra.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so here's where the thread is coming. Are you ready for this? Ryan, Erica's husband and farmer is growing okra for me. And I'm about to kick down a huge pile of.
How are you going to prepare it?
I'm going to pickle it.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's good pickle.
Yes.
Erica, your grandma?
Yeah, I think kind of what Alicia was saying, the spirit of both of my grandmothers showing up in different ways in food. You referenced the fried chicken. We raise meat birds on our farm.
Yeah.
And I think about how, when she was feeding so many of the hired hands and how she would fry up batches of chickens fresh that morning.
Right.
I mean, processed that morning, fried that morning. And then she'd always have this incredible chocolate cake. Uh-huh. And she's just that spirit of feeding folks.
It's so interesting that chicken and dumplings,
yeah, sure,
mashed potatoes,
yeah,
roasted birds. Those are so many of the things. Also, my grandmother was from Idaho, and so those kind of things are unique to, I think, to the Midwest.
Absolutely.
And then okra down south a little bit,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Stick to your
Arkansas.
Ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say that every time I make bacon, which is every day at luncheonette,
sure,
I always think about my grandpa.
I love that.
Yeah. Because every morning come down and it would smell like Folgers coffee and bacon.
I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to Savor on JPR. My name's Will Smith. I'm your host. I'm here with Erica Itzevice and Alicia Dawn from Itty Bitty Acres and Luncheonette in Medford. So Butter Babes is born. You have a huge, busy summer. I wanted to, give some time to each one of those events because I think they're so great. And again, kind of using Stacy as the host and her space in Phoenix. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing this month.
Absolutely. And I just want to give an additional shout out to how wonderful Side Yard Farm Kitchen really is because of the model and the beauty. Speaking of kind of the dining room experience, being able to be in that space,
sure,
sharing, rubbing elbows with one another, the decibels go up, the food is just gorgeous and full, and everybody is fed and happy, and that really aligns with how I think we show up and how the collective is showing up this summer,
sure,
to help to support continuing that beautiful line of feeding community,
yeah,
while she's back up at Side Yard doing their thing best.
Sure.
So coming up, probably one of the most exciting events that we have actually happening this Saturday, we have partnered because collaboration is key. Kitchen collabs, community collab, you name it.
And the whole idea of Side Yard is that.
That's exactly.
And I do find that chefs and cooks and food people, agricultural people, they are all about community, I think more so than a lot of other folks are.
I think so. You have to be. I think it's the only way to survive in doing the work.
Yeah.
And it's how kitchens have been from the beginning, and they need to continue to be able to sustain. So because of that, we have an opportunity to collaborate with another extraordinary restaurateur and award-winning mixologist, Freddie Herrera,
mm-hmm,
will be joining us on Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Side Yard Kitchen.
Yeah.
And he's going to be making just stunning, bright, beautiful cocktails as he does best. And we're going to be pairing those with some incredible canapes, heavy on delish, and also we'll have some phenomenal live music. And so you can find all of those events on Side Yard's webpage.
Yep.
And so that's one that we're really, really looking forward to that's coming up.
Super. And soon. then kind of I think the way that we met was through the Rogue Valley Farm Tour.
Absolutely.
That is also coming up, so you can go out and see Erica's property out in Sam's Valley.
That's right.
Fantastic farm stand, by the way. So that's on the 19th.
That is the 19th. And actually this year, they're going to be having a little farm tour pre-party. All right.
At Side Yard. Yeah.
From 2 to 6 p.m. on the 18th. That's the Saturday before the farm tour. And several of the chefs are going to make some farm-inspired deliciousness to share. And then I'll have a variety of goods from Itty Bitty Acres for sale. We've got our fire cider, our farm fresh eggs. For those of you who are big fans of the salted honey cantaloupe jam, it's making its appearance again. And so a variety of other goodies that we make at the farm.
So, right.
And then come and see us on Sunday, the 19th, out at Itty Bitty Acres Farm.
Yeah, such a great event if you haven't ever participated. I think the maps are available online.
That's right.
And underwritten by the co-op.
That's right. Medford Co-op helps to support. And there's a number of other folks who are excellent supporters of the farm tour as well.
So, and then just one thing I did want to mention, that something that is important to Stacy at Side Yard was that she had this grief table group that met in Portland.
Yeah.
And she's actually brought that down here to Phoenix as well. And because of your background with Jackson Care Collect, you are the mentor, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, I happen to be a couples and family therapist by training and license. And so I have the ability to host spaces where we're engaged in doing some of that grief work. And it's really amazing because it's an opportunity to share conversation over food, which really helps, especially if folks are new in their grief process and journey. And everybody's kind of at different places in that race. As you know, it's not a linear experience.
No.
It's very much the ebb and flow. Uh-huh. But people bring a dish to pass. I always make a dessert to share, and we just spend time together once a month.
And this one will be
on July 21st.
Super.
That's a Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Great. And any exciting things other than the Butter Babes events at Luncheonette that people should be made aware of?
Well, I'm going on vacation.
Good for you.
So Luncheonette is going to be closed
next
week for the whole week from the 12th through the 17th. I get to go do something in the world that's not work, and I'm looking forward to it.
A week is permissible.
Thank you.
You're going to have a lot of customers that are like, where'd she go?
Yeah, we're going to go down to Leo Carrillo Beach near Malibu.
Very nice.
And this is the 45th anniversary of my husband's family gathering there. So t-shirts.
Love.
And about 120 people getting together. And it may be the last one, I hear, because after 45 years, some folks are not wanting to camp anymore. But it actually will be my first.
Oh, fun.
And I'm just really looking looking forward to it.
Good.
Yeah.
I did want to mention everybody's Instagram. Erica's Itty Bitty Acres is the handle for
Itty Bitty Acres Farm.
Farm.
Yeah, you got it.
Is at Instagram. Alicia Dawn, Happy Luncheonette. Please check out, that's really where you do most of all your announcements
for
and
social
such.
Media. Yeah, we do on the Happy Luncheonette webpage. There's an excellent link to Butter Babes Catering. There's a form you can fill out if you're looking for some support for an event. And that's a good way to be in touch with us there as well.
Good. And you guys have tons of great photography on on the page as well.
And please follow us at Butter Babes Catering on Instagram as well.
Yes, do that, please.
Yeah.
I want to thank my guests so much, Erica Itzevice from Itty Bitty Acres Farm, Alicia Dawn from Luncheonette in Medford. I so enjoyed that little quirky space, and I love imagining you trudging into work and like going, And I love that you guys like found each other.
Me too.
And there's many good parties ahead, I believe.
Oh, all the parties to come.
So many. Yeah. Yes. Especially and hopefully you'll be there.
Hopefully I will be.
Yes. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I thank everybody. This is Savor on JPR. I'm your host, Will Smith. You can find this and other discussions from JPR on the JPR website, ijpr.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Eat well, everybody.